News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, as you probably know at this stage, all this week on News Talk Breakfast, we've been covering the issue of women's safety on our streets. This was after we ran a survey that found that 9 in 10 women feel uncomfortable walking alone after dark. We've spoken to many women on this topic this week, from the Justice Minister to the National Women's Council. Yesterday, Ciara spoke to a panel of female TDs. Senator Erin McGreehan pointed out yesterday that men, though, need to be involved in this conversation, as violence and intimidation against women is not a female issue. Have a listen to what she said.
This is a man issue. This is a male issue. And until, you know, there's men sitting around here and not three women or four women on a radio show speaking about this, it's when there's men speaking up and when being very, very conscious that this is a men issue and not a female issue. It is not our fault that we are potential victims. It is their fault that they are potential criminals.
Okay, we listened to Senator Erin McGreehan, and today we're going to have that discussion. We're joined by Sean Cook, CEO of Men's Development Network, and Social Democrat TD Gary Gannon. Sean, do you agree with Erin? Is it a men issue?
Oh, I think it certainly is. It's a societal issue, but certainly men have a significant part to play in ending violence against women and violence in general. Absolutely. You know, I think the only difficulty I have with the statement is more so around the finger pointing aspect of it, because that creates a real difficulty in terms of men engaging in the actual issue itself. And trying to create an atmosphere of kind of empathy is what we is a key aspect of how we try and engage men in terms of dealing with issues of gender based violence.
Just to tease that out, sorry, Sean, is it your concern that if sort of men hear that, they're just going to run a mile from the issue? Is that what you're saying?
Well, not so much. I think there certainly has been instances whereby when you point a finger at anybody and say, this is your fault and this is what happened, that you need to be fixed, there's something wrong with you, everybody backs away from that chain.
Okay.
You know, so when a finger is pointed at it, so I think...
Is she not right, though? Is there not something wrong with men in Ireland as a collective, not individuals, but as a collective, that women feel they don't feel safe to walk home at night?
Oh, I fully concur with that. I do think that there is like women being intimidated or feeling afraid. Absolutely, we need to do something as men to actually prevent that.
Okay,
and I fully concur with that. But it's not saying, I suppose I'm just trying to say, it's not about something that men, there's something wrong with men. Okay, I think there is like that. That is an overall societal issue. But if you go into the discussion and you try to engage men, and you come at it from the perspective of saying there's something wrong with you, then it is very, very difficult to bring it to a point where men begin to develop the empathy that is required, and the understanding of their own privilege to actually affect change for themselves, and then in turn affect social change.
You know? Okay, let's bring in Social Democrat TD Gary Gannon. Gary, let's kind of focus on what we can do. I know you had an initiative when you were a councillor with Dublin City Council back in 2016. Yeah. Tell us about that.
I will, just one second, Chamber. I think it's also important to recognise, firstly, this idea that violence against women is men's violence against women. So I don't think it's pointing any fingers just to call that out as it is. And I think it's once we accept that, then we can start to deal with the fact of how intrinsically linked into this toxic masculine culture in which we're all brought up in, that does create the conditions in which women don't feel safe walking down the streets. The initiative that I engaged in Dublin City Council was followed on from a survey that you've carried out, similar to what you've carried out yourself this week on News Talk. In 2015, Dublin City Council carried out a survey where the respondents, 67% of women, said they simply didn't feel safe walking down the street. And I suppose one of the things that really captured my attention was that Dublin City Council didn't really seem like they were going to do anything about it. Now, look, the suggestions as to what we could do coming from women themselves were very practical. There was improving street lighting, confronting dereliction, having more guards on the street. There was training and identifying scenarios in which these intimidating behaviour from men towards women occur in bars, on streets, and providing training to people where they could create sanctuary environments. So they were all practical suggestions. But for me, I also just can't escape from the culture in which this emerges. I think Sean will be aware of the White Ribbon campaign that occurs every year, which it talks about how we end men's violence against women. And one thing that really opened my eyes to how pernicious this is, was an article from Tom Marr for the White Ribbon campaign in 2012. Tom lost his wife Jill to a murder in Australia. And Tom told me and told all of us about this idea of a monster myth, that we allow ourselves to believe that violent men are just those rapists or people who can engage in the most horrific form of violence against men, that we just say that they're the violent men. We allow all ourselves to escape the blame. And that's where I definitely would disagree, that we have to take this on as a societal issue and accept the fact that when we don't call out the spectrum of men's violence against women, so be that when we're having this kind of locker room jokes, or when we see young men engaging in abuse on the streets, catcalling, wolf whistling, when we see these things happening, we don't call her out. It's all on the spectrum that creates that violent, toxic culture in which this scenario is allowed
and
to
do
exist.
You think, I mean, do you think that is still acceptable? Like, I don't think I know too many men who would wolf whistle a woman on the street nowadays. I'm sorry, I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It clearly does. But do most men find that acceptable? I'm not sure they do. Do they?
Gary, I'm going to bring you in, Sean.
We
all believe that we don't know. I think it's very clear to say, like, one in four women in this country have experienced domestic violence. If one in four women have experienced domestic violence, and I guarantee you, we know men who have engaged in domestic violence. And until we start to accept that, and not only call it out, but create the circumstances, the cultural circumstances in which that's no longer acceptable, well, then we will see it on a range from wolf whistling all the way to domestic violence, to rape, to murder. One in two women who are murdered in this country are murdered by a male partner. All of these happens in a toxic society, a masculine society.
Okay, Sean Cook.
Yeah, and I have to fully agree with what Gary is saying there, especially around the whole cultural aspect of what we need to do, the cultural shift that we need to make within the country. Because I think when we try to engage men, and what this we have learned over 25 years is that when you engage men and boys around this particular topic, it's about creating the empathy, really, for them to understand that the privilege that they have can sometimes create and perpetuate the conditions for where women are feeling intimidated, or actually that they are assaulted, murdered, and kind of what Gary was after saying there. So that, and I think you're right, Shane, as well. Like, there has been a significant shift. You know, like, there's not many men that I know with wolfists or whatever it may be, but there's also a kind of a silent complicity sometimes where men don't challenge the behavior. We have a kind of particular saying in the organization where we have three steps. You step in, okay, and join and support women in the quest for gender equality. You know, you step up and you challenge people in a non-adversarial, in a non-aggressive way around their inappropriate behaviours or inappropriate languages as well.
Yeah.
And also that you step up.
Sean, it's a really interesting point, and I've immediately been transported back to the 1990, and I worked on a building site in London, and I remember the lads who worked on that building site, every time a woman went past, would wolf whistle. Now, needless to say, I didn't do it, but I didn't say anything.
Sure.
And you know what? If I'm being totally honest with myself now, you know, if there's a group of 50 men doing it, I hope I would do it, but I'm wondering, would I call them out on it?
And I think that's the challenge for us, Shane, what you're saying, that discussion or debate you're having in yourself about whether you do this or not. We need to create those conditions now to allow men to reflect on those particular scenarios, okay, so that they can actually identify what's the reasons behind why they wouldn't do it,
okay,
and give them the skill sets to be able to do it in a way that doesn't put themselves at risk, which is always the biggest issue for men.
Yeah,
sometimes
yeah,
saying,
yeah,
if I call this out, I might put myself in danger myself.
Yeah, okay.
Gary,
yeah. Just a final word to you, just in terms of practical things we as men can do.
I think we need to start these conversations at the earliest possible ages. I think that public awareness campaigns happening in schools, talking about consent and talking about what it means to be empathetic, confronting toxic male masculinity at its very earliest stages, beginning in sport, just having conversations with boys about what it means to be empathetic, what it is to grow up in a world where we do have a power.
Yeah.
Actually having those conversations early for me is...
Yeah, very important. Well, look, hopefully we've started in some way to have the conversation here. But thank you. Really interesting points from Sean Cook, their CEO of Men's Development Network, and Social Democrat TD Gary Gannon.